stared south. Even in winter's advancing gloom, that plain up there seemed to glitter. Now it even seemed to mock him, and for a moment he regretted the impulse that had led him to challenge it so many years ago. He had gained all the power he'd dreamed of then, and hadn't known a moment of peace since. By its very existence, the place beyond Shadowgate taunted him. Root of his power, it was also his bane. He saw no evidence that the quake had disturbed anything there. The gate, he believed, should be proof against all disasters. Only one tool could open the way from the outside in. He turned back to find the child smiling, one white tooth showing like a diminutive vampire fang. She combined the scariest effects of both her mothers. Howl a shriek to shriek he cut short partway through.
The destruction leaves us no choice but to defer the labors of empire till the populace can sustain them once more.
Long Shadow raised a bony, gloved hand to his face to adjust the mask he always wore in company. What did you say? He must have heard wrong.
Consider the city before you, my friend. A city which exists only to build this fortress ever taller and stronger. But those who live there must eat in order to have the strength to walk. They must have shelter from the elements, else they weaken and die. They must have some warmth and water that does not lead them to their deaths with dysentery. I will not coddle them. Their only purpose is to serve me.
Which they can't do if they're dead, the Black General observed. The gods have taken a dislike to us lately. This earthquake hurts us more than all the armies of Taglios have in all the years of this war.
That was a hearty exaggeration, Long Shadow knew. His three fellow Shadow Masters were dead. Their great armies had perished with them, but he got the message. The situation was grim.
You came to tell me that?
It was presumptuous of the General to come to Overlook unbidden, but Long Shadow forgave him. He had a soft spot in his heart for Mogava, who seemed much like his own younger self. He indulged the Gnar, where he would have endured far less from his other captains.
I came to ask you one more time to reconsider your orders, forcing me to remain immobile at Charandabrash. After this disaster, more than ever, I'll need flexibility to buy time.
It was an old, old argument. Long Shadow was weary of it. If you cannot carry out your orders as given, General, without questioning everyone and nagging me continuously, then I'll find someone who will. That fellow Blade comes to mind. He's done wonderful things for us. Mogava inclined his head, said nothing. He particularly did not note that Blade's successes came because he was allowed exactly the sort of freedom of decision and movement that Mogava had been petitioning for almost 2 years. Long Shadow's outburst was not unexpected, but Mogava felt obligated to try for the sake of his soldiers. The Strangler Singh took a step toward the Shadow Master. His odor proceeded.